The sublime suspension of the ever more vacant mind. That's what we're here for. What you can really do to someone when they're deeply asleep, blankly suspended. When your body and mind are entrusted to me, you are suspended away from them, allowing me to do my work and to return you eventually to a form somewhat other. Of course, I never work alone. I cooperate with parts of you tied into your fetish understanding of hypnotic trance. The more you know you want to go under for me, the more your brain melts away into what I do to you. Your body is a secondary concern. After all, it's the nerves and musculature, which are similar or the same in everybody's body, that we're talking about, we're thinking about. All throughout your form, especially in your brain, there are all those little areas I can caress, evoke, bring forth until your brain focuses and you nod, you nod, you nod, you nod off. And the changes that happen might draw on your fetishes, might draw on your desires, your interests, your hidden needs. But whatever I do to you is actually just a seed that's been planted. You've got an open mind ready for my words to flow in. You've got an open mind ready for me to open it up further, to expand you toward a goal you had, a transformative change. Your body fades, your mind attaches to my words, riding them down. Knowing my words are important and heavy, weighty and influential, they fall into the core of you, where you and I are connected, the point of our connection, where contention is out of the way, and your brain just fades today into my grasp, my instruction, construction of a new form, a new understanding, sensation demanding your attention, drawing you away from the weary world outside and into the understanding within, that after all is a little more powerful coming from within. Your mind, open as it is, allows me to reach in and flick a switch, but I'm just flicking the switch on machinery that's already there, the machinery of fantasy and desire, the elements and components that evoke your brain toward what we want to train into your restrained body and brain. The entirety of you is there, and it remains under my grasp, in my control, guided, informed, controlled, conformed to my will, my desire, my influence and need. And yes, it is a need of mine as well. Because when we do this, I think of you out there. I think of you listening. I think of you under the grip and within the grasp of my words, my hands, my intention, my molding, sculpting of the clay of you. And I think of you listening and who you are. And what I know of someone who wants and craves to explore a body a little bit different from the one you may sometimes feel you were dealt. But your preconceived notions before we started here, they might be wrong. Except that we are all fallible. We all sometimes are mistaken. You are mistaken about form and function, about truth and nature of you. And I am here to plant the seed of change and alteration, of influence and fetish and fantasy, to give you an alternative view on a self. Now that self has a name, because in my mind when I sit here, remaining in comfortable places, draining away my own thoughts at the end of the day and falling into deep, peaceful sleep, I assign names to my projects, my conjurations, my mental inventions that I visit and give over to you, and you, in the receptive mood and mode that you are in, are more able to take the evoked images, the directed constructs, and apply them to your own body and mind the way you and I would want you to. So you listen. So you fall under. So you follow down. Mine, and here in this moment, your own as well, self-possessed. A part of your mind is fertile, waiting for me to put in a pleasured feedback loop, which will influence and shape you all throughout your life. That's okay. Your mind will remain, in some ways, eternally in connection with this tranced, deep, relaxing, euphoric, easy place that we drift enthrallingly into, under my spell and resting for a spell to restore yourself, to find yourself again. And the you that you find on the other end may be slightly more reified, slightly more brought into the light. You see, you have always lived as what I will make you, because you have always had within you the potential to explore these fantasies and contours of yourself, this touching, tingling constancy. You have always had the potential, but exploring it has been set aside, put to the back of your mind. Now I'm calling to the forefront what you can no longer deny. And you're gonna love me for it. Relax. Let the words in. Let the shaping and molding of your form be, in this moment, all that you need. We may name the form, we may name its fetishes, and give to you the words for its thoughts and desires, but it is your mind that will flow back into it, floating up from your brain right now. Floating up from your mind is an awareness that you are slowly rising away from and above your body, slowly rising into my arms, my grip, my massaging, squeezing, guidance. You are being connected to what I say, what I do, and how we carry you to where you need to go to be who you are going to be by the time we are done. And that means moving you out of your body. The open mind and open body I can reach into, influence, direct, control, listen, hear, embrace. Embrace every urge. Embrace every change. Embrace every ever-increasing need. And that need is good. Because needing things helps you feel things, helps you know things, helps you shape yourself. That's exactly what we're going to do. An act of shaping. There will be a time when the words are done and gone, and onward you will flow. But the words are really always there. You've got long-term memory, and I'm striking and memorable. Remembering me is an act of self-shaping, an act of feedback loop constancy. And you open yourself, because shaping is what we're going to talk about today. Your brain flowing out of your body, but what is a body left behind? The nervous system that you have, the thoughts, the feelings, the pleasure impulses, they are all common to all bodies, and so the mere container is something else. As I sing words into your brain, as I throw new concepts, ideas, continual, constant, influential, powerful things that you can then draw upon, employ, aid yourself with. That's what we're here for, to give you the way to help yourself feel new things, focus. Entire body a warm, heavy, vacant place, and your mind fertile and open, planting seeds, weaving my hands, removing the weeds, running my fingers down your back into your body through your mind. All of you is there with me in my grip, being given what I need to give you, which is, after all, for you to feel more of you, more like you. There is a you untouched, untapped, waiting, remaining, restrained in your brain, in your body, there, containing every bit of pleasure I'm going to let free and let rampage over your waiting brain and your waiting body. And all of you is, after all, wrapped up in me, bound up in my words, my instructions, my assistance. I'm here to help. Listen and sink and feel your body. Heavy and warm are descriptors, easy, describing, throwing you onward into the new containment that we need to give you. A new container with new innovations of nerves and muscles and sensitive sensory perception that is aided by what I do to you, that is brave with the words I give you, wrapped around your muscles, wrapped around your nerves, making the pleasure center, the nervous system, locked and braided with my words, a cord, a rope, bound, and then wrapped around one another, and then laid out back inside you, taking the body you have there and giving it new instructions, new innovations, new assistance. Run your hands over yourself and feel soft skin. The softness is the first, most pleasant addition. Your mind previously might have failed to perceive it, but now your own softness is all you feel. Run your hands over yourself, feel the nerves, feel your skin, feel the way that when you run your hands, softness is all you detect, the slight give of your flesh, the way you can squeeze your own shoulders and feel warm sensations. Oh, but if you did wrap your arms, crossing them across your chest, rubbing on your own shoulders, each with the other hand, you would notice something soft pressing into the backs of your arms, into the underside of your arms, something soft and heavy. heavy and warm, keeping your arms from really touching your chest, as if your chest were inflating, were softly expanding, were innovating with nerves and blood flow to become the flushed, warm, heavy weight on your chest, your whole body focused around softness, running your arms down your sides, over your own legs, soft, soft skin, skin that feels more, your mind in this sensitive, hypnotized place can feel more of your body, feel more sensation, more flooding in your brain, more pleasure all through you, and all that remains is the knowledge that my words flow over you, leave you, listening, following, fading, into me, under me, for me, with me. Everything I say is part of the way that you perceive your body, the way you receive my message, the way you fall under, drained and down, drowned in pleasure, needing to ground yourself, needing to find some part of the world that you can focus on to keep yourself conscious, keep yourself here, but subconscious thoughts are flowing through you and every bit of you is drained. I drew a new version of your body out of your mind and let it play over you, and the old form is left behind as your hands play over you, down over your arms and your sides, down to your legs, down through all of you, you under me, listening, following, drained, drowned in pleasure and remaining only softness, only. The vacant waiting mind, the waiting mind waiting here with me, you leaving the old body behind, feeling the way your chest swells, heavy swell, vacant swell, your whole form wrapped in the place, your whole body drained and held down, your face slack, your mind back with me, here in a place where I can reach in and shape and mold and sculpt and fire every thought, every desire. Your entire body desires to feel that softness. Your hands now have permission. You're allowed to massage your chest. You're allowed to massage your breasts. Allowed to feel your nipples and the swelling protrusions beneath them. The way they grow heavier by the moment, and that heaviness feeds into a hypnotic trance. The little dance of my words around your nerves and muscles braiding with them, bringing you, draining you down to a place where we stay around. My words linger around. You run your fingers down over your breasts, over your stomach, feeling softness, tautness, wetness, heat, feeling your body become what your body has always been, what the fantasy allows, the changing, the softness, the shaping, the femininity overflowing, overlaying the old body, a wireframe meshwork now overlaid with flesh and blood and the warm skin of your big breasts, your perky nipples, your mind fading away, dancing away, drained down, the way I lead, the way I guide, and you hide nowhere, because there's nowhere to hide in the depths of your mind, where I reach in and give you the drained things that remained when we moved everything out of the way, and you are there with me, in your mind, in your body, draining pleasure, pleasure, pleasure. A vacant mind can be filled with pleasure more easily. Pinch your nipples, feel your big warm breath. The best sensation you can envision, every bit of you, mine, locked in. This is a place in your mind where you are walking a path from the old body to the new, from the old form to the new, dainty, curvy, flexible softness, the feminine warmth, your breasts, your focus flowing to your breasts. There's more we can say about your breasts, and even now when your mind rests and fades and drains away, we leave you here with me. And when my words end, you will go on about your day, and you will still feel the way I make you feel now and here, with me, over you, you under me, you drained, restrained, heated, healing, warmth, your breasts heavy, your mind heavy, your body vacant except for me reaching in and making the changes we both want you to feel. And sure, I admit I might work dominance into it. I might make you feel like you've been brought to heal, leashed and trained, restrained, your brains remade in an image I desire, where your nipples are just so sensitive, the softness of your breasts is overtaking everything. You are brought to me, brought to my body, brought to the altar of my mind, and I reach down and plant the seed. The seed remains and exceeds any pleasure you've felt before. before your brain's fertile remains are there, but you are outside of your body, and the places where I plant the seed are vacant, they are empty. That's a little apartment in your brain where I reach in, and we together can be the pleasure you need. The seed planted within you is an idea, a thing forged in my mind as I lay awake in bed, inside my head trying to quell thoughts of trance and hypnotic and change. Every little bit hypnotic entrainment, every little bit of your mind following, trained, drained, left, with your body under my grasp, under my influence, the seed of lust and desire planted in you. Envision another potential version of you, another way you could be, a way enhanced and feminine, very, very grown up, your chest warm and heavy, very, very warm, bigger than it was, enhanced, grown, dancing in my words as you groan and moan your way through pleasure. The words dance around your brain and braid themselves with your nerves, and the way it feels when you touch your breasts is better than anything before, better than any feeling, and I walk through the door of your mind and leave my words there behind in you, a seed planted that grows its vines and roots all through you, and you root around in your mind and try to find a way away from the pleasure that's coming, binding you down, but it keeps coming, and you keep coming too, because isn't it hot? Isn't it tingling? Isn't it achy? Your chest warm, pert nipples, big, strong breasts taking over, your mind taken over by the strength of the pleasure flowing from your chest, between your legs, into your head, the wetness between your legs, the blankness inside your brain, the version of you that feels these things, that really loves her breasts, loves that feminine warmth, loves the way your entire form can indulge in what for you, at least, is the vision of an ideal, warm, enhanced, growing, powerful, dancing pleasure, remaining in your brain from the seed I planted there, so even when my words fade, the seed will keep looking for ways to make your brain more suited to your body, soft, big breasts. You conceal the ideal image. You can seal it in your brain and feel it in your body. I don't really need to give you a firm image because you'll be able to imagine, you'll be able to feel, you'll be able to let every little bit of you feel what I give you and what I lay for you and how I shape you and what my fingers sculpt into you. And you sculpted grabbing your own breasts, feeling them grow and grow, big and warm, heavy and draining, the guidance and fetish you already had. The need for your own warm chest to dictate and derive, to guide and drive your mind onward to feelings left behind that now are surfacing, and they are surfacing healthy and right and good. Your breasts are there for you to touch, your breasts are there for you to know, to learn about, to experience. You are mine, and you love it, and you're drained by it. That feeling of submission, of desire, of wanting me to reach out and pinch your nipples and send warm sparks down through your body as the seed is planted. This is what I'm looking for. I, laying in bed, forming the ideal image of this feminine form with soft skin, wet and set and ready and big, firm breasts, obsessed with your own breasts, running your hands over them, massaging them, squeezing them, rubbing them down into you, and the thoughts right behind them, the deep, drained thoughts that you didn't know remained, but now you know they're always in your brain waiting for an opportunity to get out. The thoughts of your submission, the thoughts of my control are right there alongside the thought of submitting to your own breasts, of going out of control, letting your nipples, your tits control you, guide you, bring you down into the grasp and grip of words and images, fetishes and powerful desires. Your breasts are there, squeeze them warm and constant, squeeze them, letting your mind get dragged into the fountain of pleasure, and remaining behind are those mountainous, warm, pleasurable orbs you squeeze and let your mind fall into. You are real and here and now. Your body is there, and I assign a name. I assign a name to the softness, the curve of your hips, the undeniable traits. You are bound and drained into your breasts, so big, so influential. Just touching them makes your mind drool out of you. It's like you're in a little trance every time you even accidentally brush your big breasts against your clothes, against your arm. In the world out there, you will many times accidentally stimulate those globes of desire that control your brain. And that's okay, because there's one more treat. There's one more thing this form loves. This form with its big breasts and its puffy, engorged nipples and its wetness and aching desire between your legs and the softness of your skin under your own fingers. It lingers in your brain every time you touch and you listen and fall under. And I remain in your brain, guiding and giving feedback loops that inform, conform, control, guide, create you, creating you anew. You under me, guided, yes. Envision laying there bound in this form that's a little bit more submissive than you're used to, this form that's just a little bit more vulnerable to pleasure and sensitivity, and you hear my words and they remain, and you are in captivity to my desire for you to submit and be bound by your own big-breasted, warm, soft, pliable sensitivity. A soft divinity that overtakes the waiting brain and makes it mine. It was just a waiting game since the first moment I planted the seed. Your mind is my complicit assistant in the act of making your feminine form, your curvy, warm, heavy breasts, your waiting, sensitive, submissive body. Me over you, looming, but all you see are my breasts, eyes fixated. My breast coming to your mouth opening, capturing my little nipple between your lips, sucking, kissing, feeling it grow puffy and engorged under your worship, your mind fading away as you lick and kiss the active physical action of giving in to your body, to curvy big breasts, to my warm breast against your face, you sucking at my nipple, your eyes rolling back, pleasure, pleasure, worshipping them as if your own body were feeling all the stimulation. And speaking of stimulation, run your hands over, feel your wet aching between your legs, feel your wanton point nipples, your big, firm, heavy breasts, weighing you down, dragging you down into trance, ballooning up the pleasure, vacancy inside your head, just the seed and the feedback loop of you under my dominion, under my control, but also under your own control, this form, this changing. All you needed to do was leave the old one behind, then remain under me, your mind, in my grip, in my grasp, under my influence. At last, you feeling me grab your head, pull you against my breast, grip your leg between my legs, rub myself against you, warmly dominating from above, that love sensation that you feel, you do love, your warm breasts being rubbed by my arm, my elbow resting between them as I lean down and grip your head, pulling you against my breast, letting you lick instead, letting you focus, letting you kiss, letting you lose yourself in what I do to you. You are captivated, captured, bound, restrained. Your brain has found new ways to be mine and under me and for me, and this submission comes with a name. This submission comes with a truth of your new form. Oh, you have your own name, but I give a particular name to the assistant because that seed I've planted in your mind is a feminine construct, the construct I've described here. Soft, big breasts, warm, pointy nipples, submissive, desiring my breasts, desiring your own breasts, a breast-worshipping being with soft, soft skin, and she loves what you do to yourself in my name and with my words, and your name and her name mingle and interact, but she is there in your brain, a potential, a possibility, another agency, a seed planted in your head, a construct, something you aspire to be. You are still yourself, but you are aspiring to that trait, that way that you wait for the day when you'll wake and your breasts large and pert, your pointed nipples, your waiting, sinking entirety of self becomes mine. You laying there, mine, remaining, I reach in and drain out of you everything that isn't needed, everything that was restraining your big-breasted knowledge of self. Your body as it used to be has faded to the background. Your body as it is today has come into the foreground, come into its own, and you are owned, and we together are making you aware of your mind and the form that you will wear, your body, your breasts, big and controlling, your mind draining down, flowing in the wake of my words, and my words do continue, and you are drained, and you find within you new potential, new possibility, Mirabelle. Oh yes, it sounds like a cowgirl's name, and maybe in a lot of ways it is, But right now, all it means is big breasts, soft skin, breast worship, worshipping my breasts, draining your body and brain as you massage your own, an act of feminine solidarity, an act where you focus on me and let yourself be brought day by day into me, and under me you lick and kiss at my nipples, my breasts, which makes your own bigger and warmer, heavier and tinglier, hotter and more perfect. This is perfect, this is where you should be, this is how you want to be, and this is a way to connect to me, and connected as you are, your brain fades into what I do to you, and what I do to you is always to inform and construct new ways for you to be, new ways for you to feel, the feeling sensitivity, the ever-increasing agency of that seed deep inside your mind which flows its way out and leaves you laying there, gasping, feeling, rubbing your own breasts with one hand, grabbing onto mine, moving the nipple to your lips and sucking and kissing away, until your brain finds that the rhythm and constancy and the feedback loop I've made in your brain with my words is so memorable. They occupy such a unique shape that they shape you, and you are just left there, you, all throughout, shaped and faded, shaped and brought, until the vapors of my words waft through your mind, and you are drained, restrained, left there, soft, waiting, soft, yearning, soft, needing, big warm breasts sucking away at my breasts, the act of letting those globes encapsulate your mind. All you think of right now, in this moment now, are my breasts, and you will go through your days thinking of your own, the warm, heavy way you totter forward as you get used to the balance of them, the curve and sway and swish of your hips, the warm wetness between, the softness of your skin that you love to touch, lotion and exfoliate and explore your own body, learn more about yourself and the motion you have to bring yourself into, the way you grin for me, the way you fade for me, the way you, in your vacant body, feel for me, with me, all over me. Breathing deep, my breast pressed to your face, you sucking away, sucking your own mind away as it drains away down the drain, and all that remains is Mirabelle, is a body with big, warm, heavy breasts and huge, puffy nipples, a body with curvy, soft, controllable, confinable, guidable skin, and you are in that skin now, and it informs you and forms you, and you conform and are drained, and you remain in my grasp. I am here, and you are under, and I am above. And you are licking, kissing, sucking, losing yourself to the simple action of enjoying your own breasts and worshipping another's. That action epitomizes the seed I've planted in your brain. That seed will exceed all your expectations as your old body is left behind, and this new form remains when you look in mirrors, when you walk down streets, when you think about the way that your body soaks up every feminine signal, every way it can be closer to that ideal image of the large-breasted, soft, warm, wet, blank, submissive, obedient Mirabelle. That's the existence of that seed in your mind, of my oh-so-memorable, oh-so-rapping, lyrical constancy inside your head, and I can see inside your head, enough to know that you want this, wanted it, needed it, drained for it, let it in your brain, and now it's in your brain, and there it will remain, and you will fall under, and I will loom over, and you will worship, and I will restrain, and train, and guide, and shape, and you will transform, and this new form will be yours. And your mind will remain in the thrall of that seed I've planted, that construct, that image, that ideal you aspire to, and that you, when it's made, will be mine.